Hello and welcome to Why She Leads, a podcast by Standard Bank CIB. My name is Nzinga Kunda and I'm so privileged to be hosting discussions with powerful dealmakers inside Standard Bank CIB. Now, when we're having these conversations, we're trying to find out how these women got into the positions that they occupy, tips that they can share with us, obstacles they've overcome, and whether or not they've managed to find that very elusive balance between their work and personal life. Joining me today, Sharon Brighton, the Head of Legal Enablement at Standard Bank CIB. Sharon, thanks so much for your time on Why She Leads today. Really looking forward to our conversation. How would you introduce yourself to someone who doesn't know you?
I'm deeply passionate. Mm-hmm. When I think of Standard Bank and I think of we believe in here, Africa's our home, we drive her growth, it really is something that talks to me. I'm a deeply purposeful person, and that is what really drives me every day. I wake up every morning really feeling privileged to be part of this organization.
Fantastic. Just tell me a little bit about your upbringing. I know you're a Joburg girl through and through.
Yes. Yeah, so I grew up in Joburg. I don't tell many people this. I was born in Springs. So I grew up in the East Rand. I grew up in a very sort of, let's call it traditional sort of setting, middle-class family. Both my parents worked. I suppose the one thing that I think about when I think of my childhood is my parents were very purposeful about my education. They spent many hours and dedicated a lot of time taking me to all different types of places, giving me the most incredible opportunities, and I'm so deeply grateful for that.
And how do you think how you grew up, your parents working, impacted your career path, what you decided to study?
So because my parents were so purposeful about my education, and because it didn't really matter to them what I did, I think because it was really self-sufficiency, independence, passion that they wanted from me, that has put me in good stead for whatever I've chosen in my life. Honestly, from a very young girl, I wanted to be a lawyer. I don't really remember never wanting to be a lawyer. I even looked at my school book a couple of months ago and, you know, when they say, what do you want to be? And it said a corporate lawyer, and I'm living the dream. So, and I feel really deeply grateful and privileged to be in the position that I am.
Yeah.
Both my parents worked extremely hard. My dad's 74 and still works. My mom had a very successful career in a corporate for 35 years. They're the most inspiring people I know. I'm really grateful to have them as people that I look up to every day and want to be just like them.
Who else inspires you in your professional life?
I've been at the bank for 15 years, and I've been so blessed to have such incredible people that have guided me along the way. When preparing for this today, they asked who was your mentor, and I actually don't have a mentor. I actually have a board of directors who I tap into. And, you know, some of it is technical, so I feel that I've got people that I can talk to technically about things. I've got people on my board of directors who challenge me. And sometimes I don't like the conversation I feel uncomfortable, but actually they're there to grow me. I've got people that will always be my cheerleaders, and you need those in your board of directors as well. I really do feel that they have created such an amazing opportunity for me to go forward in this organization.
You know, when we were looking for people to speak about you, there were so many people that responded. We had to like whittle it down. And so I love that you said there's a board of directors. So I'd like to read.
Oh, no, you're going to make me cry.
I mean, we don't mind crying. There's tissues somewhere here.
Okay, good.
Clive LeBurne first has a quote, and he says, "Don't let the space between who you are and who you want to be terrify you." That's something that he quoted. And he had this to say about you. "Sharon is inspirational. Besides being a warm and bubbly family lady and good friend, she is a very capable and ambitious legal professional, and she manages to juggle it all while making work fun. She's genuine, and what you see is what you get. I was surprised when she first reached out to me for advice on her career path, and perhaps she was surprised that I was not trying to get her to stay in risk, but try to be as open-minded about possibilities and opportunities for her as possible while debating the merits of staying or moving. In my own teams, I've got used to some people moving on and finding what they're really passionate about. And so I try and see it from their view and maybe just help them test their own thinking and their pathway. All the credit of what she has achieved is due to her as a result and nothing I have done. She has been brave enough to make switches when she has run out of road and deal with change, but always wanting to make a difference and influence. She's certainly one of the most impressive female leaders we are lucky enough to have in the bank. I chose the quote, which I took off the net, because it ties into our chats over time and the courage she has to make her own way forward.
Sure, that's beautiful. I actually feel very emotional by that. He's a great guy, and he's actually one of those people when I speak about how he challenges, he's someone who's challenged me, who's made me think differently about what to do. Because it's easy sometimes to go down a traditional path, and he's really made me think, what do you want to get out of this? How do you see this for yourself? And it's rare to have that kind of quality in a person who actually is selfless in that moment and goes, this is actually not about me. This is about you. And what do you want to do?
Okay. Let's listen to another.
There's another one.
Well, you did say you've got a board
yes,
of directors.
I do. I do have a board of directors. That's
okay.
True.
So this is from Marita Korti.
I wish I could remember the first time I met Sharon. Sadly, I don't, but I'm pretty sure that I was left thinking, who is that lady? That's Sharon. And, you know, the word I think that I could use to describe Sharon is passion. And it's just that passion that you meet when you have your initial interactions with Sharon that you just need to embrace. Sharon takes her passion and she is getting stuff done. She's one of my colleagues that I hold in very high regard because of her effectiveness and her ability to really and truly get stuff done. And that's been most evident recently in her time having taken on the enablement role. She's only been in that role for a very short period of time, and she's really done a phenomenal job of establishing important steps towards building a profile for the CIB legal team in various parts of CIB, which we hadn't touched before. And it's just really exciting to see how this could develop. And, you know, not often, but from time to time, I'll have an interaction with Shan and I'll be like, wait, sorry, is that your job? She'll always say, yes, absolutely. And that's just because Sharon's got that attitude of whatever it is that is needed or has to get done, I can handle it and I will do it. And I really admire that in Sharon, and I wish her all of the best in her role.
Sure. You really are going to make me cry. Yeah, Marita's very special. I mean, I'm very fortunate because I actually used to report to Marita. And Marita, as you heard, I mean, how eloquent is that woman? It's just, she's exceptional. But she just gives really great advice. I think when I heard her say passion, I immediately was drawn to my parents because that's exactly what they wanted from me. They wanted me to be independent, self-sufficient, and passionate. And the fact that someone else recognizes that in you kind of makes me think I've done my job and that I'm living actually the dream of my parents and the dream of myself. And that feels immensely, it feels immensely, overwhelmingly amazing.
It's incredible to be acknowledged for what you hope for yourself, what your parents hope for you.
Absolutely. It really is. There's actually no words to really describe what it feels like to have someone see you in the way that you want to show up.
You've come so far in your career. If you had to speak to the version of you that was still young and starting out, what would you say?
I've let myself down, I've let my family down, this organization down, whatever, but I'll never forget it, will I?
What's the importance of making those kind of mistakes? And if someone is watching who's building their career and is making those mistakes, which they feel are fatal,
yes,
or harmful to their career, what do they need to remember?
It's about having the humility to say, I've made a mistake. It's about owning it and being mindful around what you need to do not to do that further. I mean, or not to do that again in the future. And so it's got a little bit to do with, like, don't be so hard on yourself, but also own it. Like, show up in a way that is authentic. Show up in a way that people know that you you have this element to you that is vulnerable. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it's about how you get out of it. Be kind to yourself in that moment of getting out of it, and own what you need to, and just work damn hard next time, and learn from it. Yeah.
And so at the level that you're operating, can you give us insight into some of these high level deals that you've participated in? That pressure and then just saying, I'm going to get through. Obviously, we don't want all the detail.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But yeah.
So I think inherently, you're not going to meet many lawyers that are not fired by that real pressure of getting a deal over the line, particularly in Standard Bank. I mean, I look at my legal colleagues. We're completely driven to get the best for our clients. It's just this inherent nature of who we are. Mm. And certainly I resonate with that. When I go into a transaction, and maybe I'm fortunate because I look at it differently, I always love the backstory of our clients.
Okay.
I was in real estate for 7 years. I was head of real estate legal for 7 years for Standard Bank. And I felt so immensely proud when I walked into an office block that we had just built for our clients, and how proud that they were to show me around. One of my favorite deals that I've ever done, or my favorite transactions, was a deal for M Corpa. And why it really resonated with me is, if I think of myself as a woman in the financial industry, and then I put the layer and context of Africa on it, you know, women, financial inclusion for women is just, we're at infancy stages. And, you know, why I was so inspired with M Corpa is, you know, part of the funding that we helped with, along with other lenders, was really financial inclusion for women. Mm. And people go, what does that really mean? Well, it's about actually empowering, about giving a woman a quality smartphone that she's able to afford, and she's able to, you know, buy the necessary kind of ingredients for her shop in an informal market to sell sandwiches or porridge or soup. Or, you know, there was one story where it was a hairdresser who started to record content on Instagram, and she got more clients as a result. Mm. Those kind of things drive me to do those deals. Those are the kind of deals that I stayed up all night to do. And it's just the most amazing feeling when it closes. I can't explain it. It's just great.
What are you doing? You're not sleeping. In those hours where everyone is staying awake, trying to get the deal over the line.
I love those moments because we're all so highly connected in that moment to get it over the line. There's no like, oh, we're waiting for someone to do this, or, oh, you know, it's stuck in credit, or, oh, we need, no, there's none of that. There's no, what it's, everyone is so focused and purposeful in getting it over the line that's why I say it doesn't feel like it's a job in that moment. It feels like this is kind of the reason we're here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And then you're speaking about the importance of transformation and inclusion.
Yes.
But it's been said that if women are included financially in Africa, our GDP collectively would increase by between 5% and 15%, just by making sure that women are participating. Nothing too much.
Yeah.
Just making sure that more women are in that space. And it's important, I guess, on an individual basis as well, to make sure that you're bringing women into the space.
100%.
And empowering and mentoring them. Tell me about what you do.
I'm very proud to say, when I was in real estate legal, all of the lawyers were female. And actually, the leadership of real estate at one particular time, the head of credit, the head of legal, the head of compliance, the head of the business were all female. I just think that's awesome. What we need to continue to do mm-hmm. is ensure that we bring more women into our workforce. They bring a different perspective. They bring a diversity that we can't ever ignore. And yeah, I feel really very proud of CIB Legal specifically and the transformation we've made from a female perspective.
Okay. I have a letter from your mentee.
Oh.
It's Sharon Badu.
Yes, my namesake. We're both Sharons. It's so cool.
Dear Sharon, thank you for being an amazing mentor to me. I'm genuinely grateful for all the advice and wisdom you have generously shared and continue to share with me. Your continuous guidance and support have been instrumental in my career and personal growth. You show faith in me even when I don't. Your knack for seeing the bright side of things is remarkable, enviable, and worth emulating. You never let the perfect get in the way of the good. You have held my hand and led me into rooms I may never have considered stepping into, and been one of my biggest cheerleaders. You make time to actively listen to me, even when you have so much to deal with and are keen to share your experience and advice. I often wonder how you do it. You epitomize walking the talk of being human first. You are an inspiration to me and have left an indelible mark in my life and my career. Thanks to you, I am a better version of myself. Danki oyiwaladon, meaning thank you in Ga, my native dialect.
That is so special. Yeah, so Sharon is a colleague. So she's a legal colleague of mine. We, I think, started as a friendship, really. And I take the role of mentor quite seriously. It's not just for me about, oh, please put a meeting in our diary, we meet once a month. To me, it's a very purposeful relationship around what do you want to get out of this? And what do I want to get out of it as well? Because I do believe it's a two-way street. Despite the fact that I'm a mentor, what I want to do is I don't want to waste her time, and I don't want her time to feel wasted either. And I don't want to waste my time, I suppose. So what I love about how Sharon has showed up in these sessions and conversations I've had with her is that she's very deliberate about, this is what I'm struggling with. This is how I have thought about it. So she hasn't just gone, this is what I'm struggling with, help me. She's gone, this is what I'm struggling with. This is how I think I'm thinking of doing it. What would you, how would you do this? Or how would you think I should potentially frame it or whatever the case is? And for that, I'm really grateful, because it really is a relationship that needs to be nurtured. And I'm so proud of her. She's great. I'm very grateful to have her in my life.
I've heard this thing, I don't know if it's true, so you need to clear it up for me.
Okay.
That it's easier to be in-house legal than be in a firm.
The pressures are different. So it's not that we work less hours or more hours depending on whether you're in-house or in a firm. It's a different kind of pressure. So I think the pressures are we're not chasing a timesheet in the bank. I'm not filling in a timesheet and trying to meet a target. What happens in practice, I think, is more that it's very transactional based. And so if you come into the bank thinking that all I'm going to be doing is transactions, I think you might struggle a little bit, because there's a lot more that's expected of you. But when I say a lot more is expected of you, it's not like this overwhelmingly, it's that you want to be part of this journey. So it's not that we work less hours or that the pressure is less. It's that it's different.
How do you balance being a parent,
yeah,
daughter, wife, mom, big deal banker, lawyer?
Yeah, so it's a combination of a couple of things. So I kept on chasing this elusive balance, like, I have to have balance in my life. I have to do this. I have to run. I have to cook. I have to whatever. And I was very fortunate that I went to a life coach a couple of years ago. She's a fantastic person who gave me a lot of insight. And she said, well, instead of looking at it like it's a real balancing act, like here's your family and here's your work, why don't you kind of look at your life as a big, like a cake, and that's, or a wheel. And that there are certain days where the segments of the cake for your family are going to be a little bit smaller and the segments for work are going to be a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, actually, a new cake is there and the segment for your family is going to be bigger and the segment for business. Somehow that resonates with me better. But I think really and truly what is, I'm very fortunate in that my husband is not, he certainly was never going to get a traditional wife out of me, that he knew from the get-go. And so I have a very, very important, infrastructure around me.
Yeah.
And part of that infrastructure is really him. I mean, he, you know, really is just such a supportive person who I am so grateful to have in my life. But over and above that, we have set up our lives to have an infrastructure that makes me feel comfortable. It's changed over the years.
Mm.
You know, when my kids were smaller, you know, my son was very ill when he was first born. We needed actual real care around him. And so we had an infrastructure that supported that whilst I still was able to work. And I didn't feel I need to be there, but then I'm neglecting work. It felt like my pie on certain days had to be segmented in a particular way. Mm. And I think that's how it's worked for me. Don't always get it right. And I think we've got to be fair on ourselves. But for the most part, I think I get there.
What's the most important thing you've learned in your journey so far?
You can't win every battle. I think when you're younger, you want to fight everything. And a fight, I don't mean in a conflict way. I mean, it's that same thing about always you just want to get to the next thing. Mm. I think it's about letting go of some things that you are not important. What is the thing that you need to sustain your own love and appreciation for yourself and your own self-worth, and then what matters to you and your family, or whatever is important to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be family. In my case, it is. Don't sweat the small stuff, man. It's a really simple lesson, but it really is that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I've got so much insight into the legal sector at Standard Bank CIB, the challenges that you've overcome, the mistakes that you've made, but most importantly, just life lessons on how to keep going inside and outside the boardroom. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay.